Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. This week's episode will be a little dive into the sprawling scene in 1970s Germany, where young musicians were rebelling against the pop music of their childhoods and were fusing together some pretty wildly different influences. With James Brown at one end of the spectrum and the modern classical composer Karlheinz Stockhausen on the other, and a whole lot of synthesizers and psychedelia in between. So this scene of musicians got called kosmische Musik, or cosmic music, and also the more reductive but definitely catchier term krautrock. So this will be one of those episodes where my pronunciations will be all over the map, so bear with me there. Okay, so I'm going to start off with the band Neu and their track Für Immer.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Cluster and Brian Eno with the track Die Bunge. Up at the top of the show, I played the band Neu and their track Für Immer from their 1973 album Neu 2. So Neu was a duo made up of Michael Rother and Klaus Dinger, two multi-instrumentalists who were early members of Kraftwerk before starting their own project. And Dinger's drumming is definitely one of the defining sounds of this whole German scene, and you can hear his influence all over more modern music. And Michael Rother was also a part of a project called Harmonia, which was a collaboration between himself and Hans-Joachim Rodelius and Dieter Möbius from the band Cluster. And so we heard from both of those projects next. First up was Harmonia with Deluxe, the title track off their 1975 album. And second was Cluster with Zum Wohl off of their 1976 album, Soi So So. And that brings us back to the track Die Bunge from the 1977 collaborative album by Cluster with Brian Eno, appropriately titled Cluster and Eno. And we'll hear one more track from that album right after this short break.
This week on Science Friday, celebrating our nation's 250th by looking at science in colonial America.
They're really thinking about how does the world work? What holds the world together? How do we rationalize things?
Plus a conversation with Nobel laureate Ardem Padaputian about the science of touch, all on Science Friday from WNYC Studio. Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.
On this week's On the Media, a small town whodunit filled with divorce, corruption, and backstabbing. The mystery? Who is behind the brazen attack on a local newspaper?
Okay, I understand you're not people who are involved in this. Albert, you are in big, deep right.
That's okay.
You understand.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC. Saturday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
On this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, John Cusack describes his latest project.
Well, just think of a metaphysical crime movie mixed with a kind of a drug mule movie mixed with E.T. So
right.
Think French Connection meets E.T.
Right.
Meets My Dinner with Andre meets Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Meets The Mike Douglas Show.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for the news quiz that's not quite what you were expecting. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I'm focusing on the German scene, often called Krautrock, for this episode, and I have another track from the collaborative album by the German duo Cluster and the English guy who does everything, Brian Eno. This one is called Ho Renomo, and it also features Holger Tschuke from the band Can on bass.
Thank you.
All right, that was Harmonia with Watusi. And I started the second half of the show off with the track Ho Renomo from the 1977 collaborative album Cluster and Eno, featuring the duo known as Cluster alongside Brian Eno. And then we heard Just Cluster, no Eno, with their track Rosa off of the 1974 album Zuckerzeit. I mentioned in the first half of the show that the members of Cluster were also part of a project called Harmonia, alongside the musician Michael Rother. And so we heard another one of their tracks next. This one was called Watusi and is off of their 1974 debut album called Musik von Harmonia. And I also mentioned that Michael Rother was an early member of Kraftwerk and a founding member of the duo Neu, alongside Klaus Dinger. And so to complete this palindromic playlist, here's one more song by Neu, this time off of their 1972 self-titled debut album, and it's called Weissensee. Okay, thanks for listening. A reminder that if you ever want to reach out, you can get me at connectthedots, WJFF, @gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union, where food, creativity, and small business meet in the heart of Narrowsburg. With a cafe serving weekend breakfast and lunch, locally made goods at Catskills Curated, and multiple spaces to work and gather. NarrowsburgUnion.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. Information and schedule at CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you.
Radio Catskill is taking over the pool at the Blue Fox Motel in Narrowsburg on July 12th at 1 and throwing a party just for you. It's Radio Catskill's Summer Fun Drive Pool Party with live DJ Jason Tugaw, a cash bar, and a big pool perfect for cooling down. Join us at the Summer Fun Drive Pool Party, July 12th, 1 to 5 at the Blue Fox Motel. $20 suggested donation at the door.
This is Radio Catskill. An extreme heat warning is in effect until 8 tomorrow evening for most of upstate New York and northeast PA, including our entire listening area. Heat index values will reach 105 degrees, getting up to 110 in larger towns. Limit outdoor activity to morning or evening. Know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and never leave children or pets in a parked vehicle. That can be lethal. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and keep listening to Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.